Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Neighbors, let me tell you about the Apache Auction special cow sale coming Saturday, March 11th at high noon. They're going to be offering over 800 head, including 300 head from Naught Ranches, 7 to 9-year-old heavy bred cows and pairs, 30 head of heavy bred first calf heifers, all bred to low birth weight bulls. Now, if you want information about all the consignments, you can call Apache at 1-888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696. Or go to their website, ApacheAuction.com.
Paul Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black, All Polled Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
Damaging thunderstorms in eastern Oklahoma, southeastern Kansas, and Arkansas as well overnight. Meanwhile, fires continue to burn in several counties in northwestern Oklahoma. We're talking about thousands of acres potentially burned. Some cattle have been lost. We've had some structures lost as well. Harper County, Beaver County, Woodward County, where we're seeing a lot of those fires happening in the northwestern part of the state. One report shows near Forgan in Beaver County, 10,000 acres have already been burned in Oklahoma, and 40,000 acres across the state line in Kansas. Texas Panhandle up against the Oklahoma Panhandle also has thousands of acres burning, a 40,000-acre-plus fire in Oliktree and Lipscomb counties in the far northeastern corner of the Panhandle of Texas. The first weekly crop weather update reports of the season out for Kansas, Oklahoma, and looks like the wheat crop is in good to fair shape at this point in both states. Oklahoma, 2% excellent, 41% good, 41% fair, 16% poor to very poor. Kansas, 3% excellent, 40% good, 35% fair, and 22% of their crop in poor to very poor condition, according to USDA. Underway this week, the National Farmers Union with their 115th annual convention in San Diego, California this year. About 450 Farmers Union members are at the event this week, including representatives from the American Farmers and Ranchers representing Oklahoma, Kansas Farmers Union, Texas Farmers Union, all having delegations at this year's meeting in Southern California. Also happening this week, the 2017 edition of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, world's largest junior livestock show. First animals heading into the State Fair Park in Oklahoma City are the Gilts. They will start showing on Thursday morning. Our coverage of Oklahoma Youth Expo this year, a service of ITC, your energy superhighway. Oklahoma Farm Bureau busy with their leadership conference here at the front end of this week. They heard yesterday from Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb after his presentation to the Farm Bureau membership. We talked with him briefly, asked him about his thoughts on trying to fill the hole in the state budget.
Well, there's no money tree at the state capitol. You know, I've had an office here for a while. You've been in the capitol many times. There's no money tree on the front lawn or south lawn. So as I've suggested, and this is a conversation, nobody has a budget on a piece of paper with all the dollar signs adding up to the exact number the Board of Equalization certified. So the budget is a conversation, as you well know, between now and the end of May. Conversation needs to include continuing to streamline government, because a lot of even agency heads have had private conversations with me, and members on boards and commissions have had private conversations with me. There's still more streamlining to do in government.
Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb, who acknowledged his interest in being governor in the next election cycle, coming up. You've got farm news on Ron.
Paul Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black, All Polled Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.